You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
The Huniguitin First Nation and the Tsilhqot'in National Government had a victory in protecting their traditional territory from the Prosperity copper mine. The proposed open-pit mine by Taseko Mines would have seen Fish Lake turned into a toxic mine waste dump. The Huniguitin and over a dozen environmental groups have been fighting against the destruction of the lake and important wildlife habitat. On November 2nd, the federal government went against the province of British Columbia by ruling that the controversial mine project not proceed. I'm joined now by Chief Marilyn Batiste of the Huniguitin First Nation. Hello, Marilyn.
Hi.
First of all, congratulations on stopping this, at least for now.
Yes, at least for now.
What was the response in your community when the federal cabinet announced its decision?
Very relieved and honored, of course, that our lake and our land and ecosystem is protected, and of course our way of life and our future generations are protected for this time. And as government and industry or big industry demonstrate, we do know and we do hear constantly that that threat will be coming back around.
What effect does the federal cabinet decision have on protecting the lake?
I would say it is quite significant because they have upheld the independent panel's report and recommendations, which found and heard the significant environmental impacts to the environment, the fish and fish habitat, the grizzly and grizzly habitat, as well as our First Nations people, our use of the lands now and in the future, and our title and rights.
So just to recap, I guess the process was, first of all, that the BC government issued a mining lease to Taseko, is that correct?
Yes, in January 2010, they released their approval. And my understanding is with over 100 conditions attached, one of which was to work with First Nations.
But then there was a panel later that then made an independent review. Can you tell me about that?
That would be the Federal Canadian Environmental Assessment's independent panel review from March 22nd to May 3rd, the panel was here in the Cariboo and Tsilhqot'in and had hearings throughout our communities as well as in Williams Lake and in 100 Mile. And basically the independent panel of three people, along with having the Canadian Environmental Assessment support staff and, of course, the company representatives were in that panel review and heard from people in Williams Lake, 100 Mile, and all of our communities in the Tsilhqot'in. And, of course, at the end of the process, also heard from expert submissions, which, basically reiterated and confirmed, of course, our concerns and issues about the project.
Now, Taseko had planned to dam off part of Fish Lake and to create a new artificial lake called Prosperity Lake. What would have changed in the area around Fish Lake, what you see today? How would it have changed if that had gone through?
Well, it basically would, everything would be changed. It would definitely, it would just simply not be there anymore. That's wetlands, and that's quite crucial to the whole ecosystem, directly above the headwaters of the Taseko River, which is a part of the wild salmon run that goes into, flows into the Tsilhqot'in, the Tsilhqot'in, and then into the Fraser. And, of course, the wild trout that are in the Fish Lake and Little Fish Lake. So it's not just one lake, but two, and they have sustained themselves for many hundreds of years. And how can you look at destroying wetlands with something of that caliber? I mean, and of course, as everybody realizes, because Fish Lake is above Taseko River and Fish Creek flows into the Taseko River, things flow downhill. And my understanding of wetlands is that it provides for the lakes and rivers during times of drought. And that ecosystem is something that is natural.
Now, the mine was being promoted as a source of economic spending in local communities and a source of jobs for people in Williams Lake. How do you feel about having your land and the health of the of that particular environment pitted against an argument that jobs are needed?
I don't feel that that is really justified in that, you know, yes, that there would be some jobs in the beginning of building process for local people, but it's not the job, the long-term jobs are not necessarily for the local people. That has been proven time and again all over the world. I mean, even up north, as I've been advised, there's some communities or First Nations who had worked with companies in the past and were, you know, working with them totally, and they were ready to be a part of the whole project. And then, of course, the project was shut down, and so what were they left with? Big machinery and big debt that where would they go with it?
Now, you know? I understand that spokespeople for the provincial and federal governments have encouraged Taseko to reapply. What's your response to that?
I would say that they need to look at what that actual proposal was in the first place, and it is just too catastrophic. And this opportunity that they have now is much more than just bringing back a proposal for this project. BC needs to look at reforming the mining processes here, as well as the free online staking of claims in BC.
Now, you're going to be in the BC Court of Appeal on Monday to continue the fight for title over Fish Lake. Can you tell us about what you hope to achieve with that case?
Of course, we, the Tsakot'in, hope that the judges in the appeal courts will declare title to the entire court case, or entire claim area, and that's not just the Fish Lake area.
And what kind of arguments will you be making in that case?
It'll be exactly that the judge, late Justice Vickers, should have declared title to the entire court case claim area.
And then in that case, there would be no question of a mine like Taseko Mines going ahead.
That would be a different situation, I guess. And aside from that, I mean, bring it back realistically to the fact that the governments have not settled the land question here in BC. We, the Tsakot'in, have never entered into a treaty and have not settled or sold or ceded our lands and our rights and our title. So simply with that, we, of course, didn't understand why we should be even facing that threat on our livelihood and our future generations in our territory.
How can people support you in that case?
Well, I guess one of the things would be, just to be there on Monday the 15th. If you're there in the area, we'll be there at 9 at the Nelson and Hornby entrance, I believe, just for, a welcome by the Musqueam First Nation and drumming and then a bit of press, and then we'll be going into the court. And, of course, there are limited seating, but and even just to help more people be aware and, educate yourselves even on the simple fact that the Canadian and Canadian government hasn't settled the land question in BC, and I think more people are realizing just how important that is, and that's what I guess would be a part of this appeal.
And the time on Monday would be at 9:30, did you say?
9 a.m. We'll be at the courthouse, 800 Smythe Street, But the other entrance is the Nelson and Hornby, I believe. So we'll probably meet at 800 Smythe and then go around to the other side and do the welcoming and the drumming and press and then into the court.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Marilyn.
And thank you very much for the opportunity.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Chief Marilyn Batiste. She's with the Honeygateen First Nation.